Tom, we're ready for voice check.
Okay. The university has grown dramatically from its first days as the Alaska Agricultural College and School of Mines. Today, more than 5,000 students select from the full gamut of academic fields. Our graduates are working in every continent throughout the world using the skills they learned at the University of Alaska programs.
What part of Norway are you from?
Brumunddal, it's about 90 miles north of Oslo.
The way I know, I don't know Norway's geography that well. I always say, how close is it? This is on May 1. And what this is we may be recording the tour going through the questions.
Okay.
The first time it's here. Okay. Just like to ask you some questions, and I know there are a variety of reasons why you originally came to UAS, but what were the primary reasons or reasons that brought you to the University of Alaska Fairbanks?
Well, the primary reason was a ski team here. I'm a cross-country skier, and I was offered a scholarship here, and that's, like I said, the primary reason. But I guess another thing was that I thought it would be very much like home, and as far as the climate and stuff go, and I thought it sounded like a big challenge, so I can.
Has it been an adventure you wanted it to?
Yeah, it has. And I like it.
Has it lived up to everything you're interested in?
Yeah, I would say so.
Good to hear. What? Now, the university has many strengths, and everybody sees different ones. If you were evaluating or talking to somebody who knows nothing about it, let's say that's Georgia or Spain, or what one or two strengths of the University of Alaska Fairbanks are most prominent to you, the most obvious to you?
I would say the cultural diversity, because there's so many people from different parts of the world, and you meet all sorts of people from all over, and I think that's one of the main strengths.
Okay, you're a business major, right? Would you feel that you're getting a quality education, quality business education, and if so, what are some of the reasons why, one or two reasons why it's a quality education to you?
Yeah, I feel I'm getting very good education, and, especially because, I'm studying in a foreign language, too, and that makes a big difference to me, and I have very good professors, and I feel I'm getting a very rounded education, so, my main study is in the area of business.
A couple more questions. Let's assume that you're talking to a friend of yours from anywhere. You can pick the place. It can be a friend from back home, or it can be somebody you've met at one of the ski meets in Vermont, or whatever. If they were saying, I decided I want to go to some other school, and University of Alaska Fairbanks sounds like a reasonable school for me to go to, would you recommend it to me? And what one or two reasons why would you recommend UAS?
I think UAS has a lot to offer. Like I said, there is so many people from different parts of the world, and I think that, you meet so many different kind of people here, and people here are really nice, and there's lots of things going on in Fairbanks, and as far as if you're an outdoor person, you can be in a better place than Alaska, and in Fairbanks you're close to it all.
That brings me back to a question that similar to one I asked you, but we talked about the strength of the university, but more than the strength, the best part. If you were to have to say what is the single best thing, or one or two best things about the University of Alaska Fairbanks, what would they be and why?
That's a really hard question to answer. There's lots of good things about UAS.
Okay. Why don't we take a minute to think about it? We'll turn off the recorder right now. And then what? Okay, this is Anne. Two. Did I come close to you right now? I'm really trying. Yeah, I know I'm not. we were talking a few minutes ago about recommending the universal.
Mm-hmm.
We have all have reasons for why we like it. But if you were talking to a friend of yours anywhere, if you had to, and they asked you to recommend the universal, say, hey, I'm interested in going to UAS, why would you recommend it to me? I'm your friend. What one or two reasons would be the main ones you would recommend the UAS for?
Well, I feel the education is very good here, and as far as, like, I'm an outdoors person, and, you know, if you're an outdoors person, you know, Alaska is the best place you could be, and if you're here close to that, I think that's a very good asset.
Sounds like a very good reason. I'm well into it. I wonder if you can tell from looking at it. If you were to, you mentioned that you think you're getting a good quality of education, and many people feel that way. Why do you think you're getting a quality education? What are some of the strong parts of the education that you're getting? What are some of the strengths of your education?
Well, I feel like lots of my professors are very well educated themselves from, you know, lots of different parts of the world too, and I feel that they are able to give me a very good education. I feel that they are very well qualified.
Do you feel the education you're getting is a practical education that can be used wherever you end up, whatever you end up doing?
Definitely.
I'm going to ask you some of the overall strengths of the university. Earlier you mentioned that people were one of the strengths, one of the really good, great things about the U.S. How are people a real strength of the U.S.?
People are really friendly and nice here, and there's so many different people and from different places, and like I said, they're different. They're different in a nice way.
Could I get you to answer that question then? And maybe you're saying they're different and you can learn from their differences or something else.
Yeah.
That's something that they hit on. So if I ask you that question again, right?
Sure.
You say people are one of the strengths of the university. Why are people one of the strengths?
People here are different, and they are different in a nice way, and I feel I'm learning from their differences.
Okay. I go back again and wonder. You said there were so many good parts about the year that you had difficulty identifying the one or two bad. But what are one or two or three of the best parts of going to school at the UAS?
Well, for myself, it's definitely the outdoors. I really enjoy the outdoors, and in Alaska, you can't get a better place for the outdoors. And I'm being a cross-country skier, so everything's just perfect. I mean, we got the snow really warm here compared to other places.
That's a positive side out, isn't it? Well, I...
And it stays longer than most places do.
I noticed that in much. Well, I thank you for your help.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
I don't know if this would be something to say. I don't know if I... No, I don't know. I don't know if my answer is very good or not.
The clip I will probably use is the last time when I went back and told me about the strength of the people. It was really nice to talk about that.
Okay.
That ran about 12 seconds, which is just right in the time frame. Now I'll listen to the whole thing. But when you do this, you listen to one little piece you can really use.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Are you comfortable with this?
Today, more than 5,000 students pulled out from the full gamut of academic field. Today, more than 5,000 students select from the full gamut of academic fields. Our graduates are working in every continent throughout the world using the skills they learned at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Almost 400 faculty members teach to more than 140
The university has grown dramatically from its first days as the Alaska Agricultural College and School of Mines. Today, more than 5,000 students select from the full gamut of academic fields. Our graduates are working in every continent throughout the world using the skills they learned at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Almost 400 faculty members teach the more than 140 fields of study in some 70 disciplines offered at UAS, and they advise as well as teach. Most classes are relatively small, less than 30. Each of the four professional schools and three colleges has developed its curriculum to meet the challenges of the 21st century. The College of Natural Sciences offers a variety of disciplines related to the earth, atmosphere, oceans, biosphere, and space. Humanities, mathematics, performing and visual arts, as well as journalism and broadcasting, have a home in the College of Liberal Arts. Within the College of Human and Rural Development are education and the social sciences. Service to rural Alaska is one of the college's primary missions. Each of UAF's four professional schools stresses practical application of theoretical concepts. School of Engineering programs are civil, electrical, and mechanical engineering. Future businessmen and women study economics, accounting, and business administration in the School of Management. After earning their degrees from the School of Mineral Engineering, mining, geological, and petroleum engineers find employment with resource companies. The School of Agriculture and Land Resource Management teaches its students the skills of land resources management, including agriculture. The diversity of the 49th state is incorporated into studies at Alaska's premier university. All of the great land is a classroom, as well as the oceans and the seas surrounding it, the air above and the bottom of its lakes and rivers. Marine science students join scientists from around the world on research cruises of the university's own vessel, the Alpha Helix. While some head to sea, others look to the heavens. At the internationally recognized Geophysical Institute, graduate students explore the mysteries of space and the Earth. Poker Flat, the only university-owned and operated rocket sounding range in the world, is an important aspect in cooperative international research efforts. UAF's five large research institutes enhance student educational opportunities. It was a Geophysical Institute scientist, for example, who discovered the Van Allen belt of the Earth's magnetic field, which is considered one of the major discoveries of the 20th century. At the heart of any fine university is its library, and UAF has one of the best in the state. It has more than 1 million volumes. There's another 250,000 research items in the collections, ranging from maps to videotapes. Another invaluable resource is the University of Alaska Museum, with its unsurpassed natural history and science collection. The university is a community within the Fairbanks community. Concerts, plays, athletics, and national speakers such as Andy Rooney, James Watt, and Julian Bond are vital elements in the mix, creating a cultural center for the entire campus community. The annual Festival of Native Arts is one of the highlights of the winter season. University-owned public broadcasting stations, KUAC-TV and KUAC-FM, serve the entire community with a locally and nationally produced program. In the Charles Davis Concert Hall, more than 1,000 people can enjoy a concert. Fitness is important to many, and the campus facilities include a swimming pool, ice arena, gymnasium, and training rooms. Depending on the season, more than 40 miles of trails offer cross-country skiing or jogging opportunities. Sports fans can enjoy watching the Mammoths compete in Division I hockey, riflery, and skiing. Division II basketball, swimming, and volleyball offer exciting Division II basketball, swimming, and volleyball offer exciting intercollegiate sports competition. Half of the full-time students live on campus. During the year, the hall's residents... Half of the full-time students live on campus. During the year, the res... Half of the full-time students live on campus. During the year, the hall's residents sponsors dances, charity fundraising events, and picnics. The halls intensely compete in more than 20 intramural sports. Residence halls are designed to meet individual needs and wants. Some are designated quiet halls, while others are for older students. Still others are set up as all-male, co-ed, and all-female. The newest residences are apartment-style, complete with cooking facilities. A women's center, tutoring services, financial aid, career counseling, and rural student services offer help to all students. UEF is a vital part of the Fairbanks community. Fairbanks itself is an active city with some 70,000 in its metropolitan area. Winter and summer sports are popular, from dog racing in the winter to golden days in the summer. There's always something to do in Fairbanks, and university faculty and students are active participants. They join Fairbanks churches, social clubs, and organizations. As a shopping center for Northern Alaska, Fairbanks has many well-stocked stores carrying almost anything imaginable, modern, urban, and surrounded by wilderness. Within a half-hour drive are hundreds of miles of uninhabited wilderness. Fairbanks and the University of Alaska Fairbanks are truly on Fairbanks and the University of Alaska Fairbanks are truly on America's last frontier.
From its first days as the Alaska Agricultural School and School of Mines, today more than 5,000 students select from the full gamut of academic fields. Our graduates are working in every continent throughout the world, using the skills they've learned at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Almost 400 faculty members teach the more than 140 fields of study and some 70 disciplines offered at UAF. Okay. The university has grown dramatically from its first days as the Alaska Agricultural College and School of Mines. Today, more than The University of Alaska has grown dramatically from its first days as the Alaska Agricultural College and School of Mines. The university has grown dramatically from its first days as the Alaska Agricultural College. The university has grown dramatically from its first days as the Alaska Agricultural College and School of Mines. The university has grown dramatically from its first days as the Alaska Agricultural College and School of Mines. The university has grown dramatically from its first days as the Alaska Agricultural College and School of Mines. Today, more than 5,000 students select from the full gamut of academic fields. Our graduates are working in every continent throughout the world using the skills they've learned at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Almost 400 faculty members teach in more than 140 fields of study in some 70 disciplines offered at UAF, and they advise as well as teach. Most classes are relatively small, less than 30. Each of the four professional Almost 400 faculty members teach the more than 140 fields of study and some 70 disciplines offered at UAF, and they advise as well as teach. Most classes are relatively small, less than 30. Each of the four professional schools and three colleges has developed its curriculum to meet the challenges of the 21st century. The College of Natural Sciences offers a variety of disciplines related to the earth, atmosphere, oceans, biosphere, and space. Humanities, mathematics, performing and visual arts, as well as journalism and broadcasting, have a home in the College of Liberal Arts. Within the College of Human and Rural Development are education and the social sciences. Service to rural Alaska is one of the college's primary missions. Each of UAF's four professional schools stresses practical application of theoretical concepts. School of Engineering programs are civil, electrical, and mechanical engineering. Future businessmen and women study economics, accounting, and business administration in the School of Management. After earning their degree from the Future businessmen and women study economics, accounting, and business administration in the School of Management. After earning their degrees from the School of Mineral Engineering, mining, geological, and petroleum engineers find employment with resource companies. The School of Agriculture and Land Resources Management. After earning their degrees from the School of Mineral Engineering, mining, geological, and petroleum engineers find employment with resource companies. The School of Agricultural and Land Resources Management teaches its students the skills of land resource management. The School of Agricultural and Land Resources Management teaches its students the skills of land resource management, including agricultural. The diversity of the 49th state is incorporated into studies at Alaska's premier university, all of the great land is a classroom, as well as the oceans and the seas surrounding it, the air above and the bottom of its lakes and rivers. Marine science students join scientists from around the world on research cruises of the university's own vessel, the Alpha Helix. While some head to sea, others look to the heavens. At the internationally recognized Geophysical Institute, graduate students explore the mysteries of space and the Earth. Poker Flat, the only university-owned and operated rocket-sounding range in the world, is an important aspect in cooperative international research efforts. UAF's five largest research institutes enhance student educational opportunities. It was the Geophysical Institute scientists, for example, who discovered the Van Allen belt of the Earth's magnetic field, which is considered one of the most UAF 5 large research institutes enhance student educational opportunities. It was a Geophysical Institute scientist, for example, who discovered the Van Allen belt of the Earth's magnetic field, which is considered one of the major discoveries of the 20th century. At the heart of any fine university is its library, and UAF has the best in the state. It has more than 1 million volumes. There's another 250,000 research items in the collections ranging from maps to videotapes. Another invaluable resource is the University of Alaska's museum, with its unsurpassed natural history and science collection. The university is a community within the Fairbanks community. Concerts, plays, athletics, and national speakers such as Annie Rooney, James Watt, and Julian Bond are vital elements in the mix, creating a cultural center for the entire campus community. The annual The university is a community within the Fairbanks community. Concerts, plays, athletics, and national speakers such as Annie Rooney, James Watt, and Julian Bond are vital elements in the mix, creating a cultural center for the entire campus community. The annual Festival of Native Arts is one of the highlights of the winter season. University-owned public broadcasting stations, KUAC and KUAC-FM, serve the entire community with locally and nationally produced programs. In the Charles Davis Concert Hall, more than 1,000 people can enjoy a concert. Fitness is important to many, and the campus facilities include a swimming pool, ice arena, gymnasium, and training rooms. Depending on the season, more than 40 miles of trails offer cross-country skiing or jogging opportunities. Sports fans can enjoy watching Fanatics compete in Division I hockey, rifle, and skiing. Division II basketball, swimming, and Sports fans can enjoy watching the Nanas compete in Division I hockey, rifle, and skiing. Division II basketball, swimming, and volleyball offer exciting intercollegiate sports competitions. Half of the full-time students live on campus. During the year, the residence halls sponsor dances. Charity fundraising events and picnics. The halls intensely compete in more than 20 intramural sports. Residence halls are designed to meet individual needs and wants. Some are designated quiet halls, while others are for older students. Still others are set up as all-male, co-ed, and all-female. Newest residents are apartment-style, complete with cooking facilities. A woman's center, The newest residences are apartment-style, complete with cooking facilities. A women's center, tutoring services, financial aid, career counseling, and rural student services offer help to all students.
Next portion, I guess.
UAF is a vital part of the Fairbanks community. Fairbanks itself is an active city, with some 70,000 in its metropolitan area. Winter and summer activities are popular, from dog racing in the winter to golden days in the summer. There's always something to do in Fairbanks, and university faculty and students are active participants. They join Fairbanks churches, social clubs, and organizations. As a shopping center for Northern Alaska, Fairbanks has many well-stocked stores carrying almost anything imaginable. Modern, urban, and surrounded by wilderness. Within a half-hour drive are hundreds of miles of uninhabited wilderness. Fairbanks and the University of Alaska Fairbanks are truly America's last frontier. The university has grown dramatically from its first days as the Alaska Agricultural College and School of Mines. Today, more than 5,000 students select from the full gamut of academic fields. Our graduates are working in every continent throughout the world, using the skills they've learned at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Almost 400 faculty members teach in more than 140 fields of study in some 70 disciplines offered at UAF, and they advise as well as teach. Most classes are relatively small, less than 30. Each of the four professional schools and three colleges has developed its curriculum to meet the challenges of the 21st century. Almost 400 faculty members teach in more than 140 fields of study in some 70 disciplines offered at UAF, and they advise as well as teach. Most classes are relatively small, less than 30. Each of the four professional schools and three colleges has developed its curriculum to meet the challenges of the 21st century. The College of Natural Sciences offers a variety of disciplines related to the Earth, atmosphere, oceans, biosphere, and space, humanities, mathematics, performing and visual arts, as well as journalism and broadcasting, have a home in the College of Liberal Arts. Within the College of Human and Rural Development are education and the humanities, mathematics, performing and visual arts, as well as journalism and broadcasting, have a home in the College of Liberal Arts. Within the College of Human and Rural Development are education and the social sciences. Service to rural Alaska is one of the college's primary missions. Each of UAF's four professional schools stress practical application of theoretical concepts. School of Engineering programs are civil, electrical, and mechanical engineering. Future businessmen and women study economics, accounting, and business administration in the School of Management. After earning their degrees from the School of Mineral Engineering, mining, geological, and petroleum engineers find employment with the resource companies. The School of Agricultural and Land Resource Management teaches its students the skills of land resource management, including agricultural. The diversity of the 49th state is incorporated into studies at Alaska's premier university. All of the great land is a classroom, as well as the oceans and the seas surrounding it, the air above and the bottom. The School of Agricultural and Land Resource Management teaches its students the skills of land resource management, including agricultural. The diversity of the 49th state is incorporated into studies at Alaska's premier university. All of the great land is a classroom, as well as the oceans and the seas surrounding it, the air above and the bottom of its lakes and rivers. Marine science students join with scientists from around the world on research cruises of the university's own vessel. The Alpha Helix. While some head to sea, others look to the heavens. At the internationally recognized Geophysical Institute, graduate students explore the mysteries of space and Earth. Poker Flat, the only university-owned and operated rocket sounding range in the world, is an important aspect in the cooperative international research. While some head to sea, others look to the heavens. At the internationally recognized Geophysical Institute, graduate students explore the mysteries of space and the Earth. Poker Flat, the only university-owned and operated rocket sounding range in the world, is an important aspect in cooperative international research efforts. UAF's five large research institutes enhance student educational opportunities. It was a Geophysical Institute scientist, for example, who discovered the Van Allen Belt of the Earth's magnetic field, which is considered one of the most important discoveries of the 20th century. At the heart of any fine university is its library, and UAF has the best in the state. It has more than 1 million volumes. There's another 250,000 research items in the collection, ranging from maps to videotapes, Another invaluable resource is the University of Alaska's museum, with its unsurpassed natural history and science collection. The university is a community within the Fairbanks community. Concerts, plays, athletics, and national speakers such as Annie Rooney, James Watt, and Julian Bond are vital elements in the mix, creating a cultural center for the entire campus community. The annual Festival of Native Arts is one of the highlights of the winter season. University-owned public broadcasting stations, KUAC-TV and KUAC-FM, serve the entire community with locally and nationally produced programs. In the Charles Davis Concert Hall, more than 1,000 people can enjoy a concert. Fitness is important to many, and the campus In the Charles Davis Concert Hall, more than 1,000 people can enjoy a concert. Fitness is important to many, and the campus facilities include a swimming pool, ice arena, gymnasium, and training rooms. Depending on the season, more than 40 miles of trails offer cross-country skiing or jogging opportunities. Sports fans can enjoy watching the Natives compete in Division I hockey, riflery, and skiing. Division II basketball,